welcome to Cinematic Chaos, where we're here to dive into the heart of movies in a whole new way. I'm the Game Master, Tim, and we're going to be guiding you through the exciting world of role-playing within favorite films. Have you ever found yourself questioning the choices characters make in movies? Wondered why a scene unfolded in a certain way, or pondered how everyone would survive those unbelievable scenarios? Get ready for a fresh take, because here there are no writers and no scripted outcomes, just a game master, players, and the whims of our overlords, the dice. Tonight we're playing through the original Ghostbusters from 1984. Don't worry, you don't need to have seen the movie to enjoy the podcast series, though watching it later would certainly add another layer of fun. As the GM, I'll be playing the supporting cast and narrating what happens when our players and the dice make their decisions. This movie is without a doubt one of my favorites of all time. The seamless fusion of comedy and horror was one of the first times I'd experienced a mashup of genres as a kid, and I loved it ever since. So now we're going to introduce the players, and we'll go with Sean. Introduce yourself, tell who you're playing, and a little bit that you know about them, and maybe a little bit about what you know about Ghostbusters in general.
I'm Sean, and I'm playing Dr. Peter Fakeman, says PhD. I don't know what in ghosts related stuff.
He has two PhDs.
That's why he's called Doctor.
I've seen Ghostbusters a couple times, but the last time was like not too long ago, but a long time ago. But yeah. I also played the video game once where they deducted your paycheck from the amount of collateral damage you did.
In this movie, they don't seem to do that. They don't seem to care how much damage they make. I don't think we'll have to worry about that.
That's just the more fun for
me. We'll move on to Thane, just because I can see he is next in line in the videos that I can see.
Neato. I'm playing Dr. Raymond Stantz, and I've never watched the movies before.
So this should be pretty awesome. Just so everybody knows, we watched the movie right up until, no spoilers, but right up until Slimer gets captured. I assume anybody knows who Slimer is. And then after that, we shut it off just to give the players a little bit of an idea of what the movie was. But otherwise, Thane had never seen Ghostbusters.
I've only heard references and other things. The first thing I'm doing is crossing streams. I was also told by someone else that I should try to push someone into a trap, so that's happening.
No outside influences. And here you go.
Hi, I'm Hugo. I'm playing as Dr. What is it? Dr. Venkman Spangler. No, sorry, Dr. Egon Spangler, PhD. Yep. I have probably seen Ghostbusters many times. I think the last time I actually watched it was maybe a year. So it's fresh in my mind, I would say. Otherwise, yeah, I'm here.
Cool. And I've watched it maybe 12 times over the past month.
Gotta really prepare yourself for the
I podcast. Really prepare myself. Plus, I just enjoy the movie. All right. Going right into it. So the opening scene of the movie, something happens before the opening scene, and we're only going to show in the movies, obviously, the places, the scenes that you guys are actually in, because you won't have seen the other parts. So it is late in September of 1984 in New York City. Three main characters are scientists working on a grant to study paranormal phenomena. Two of you are specifically working on ghostly apparitions, what they're made of, and can you study them with scientific equipment and all of that. How we may contain or at least extract from them, from the areas of contention, the ones that are more malevolent beings to try and help people. And one of you is more interested in ESP and how precognitive abilities might manifest themselves in ordinary people, specifically college co-eds. So, Ray, how are you getting the word out How are you and Egon getting the word out about your research specifically? Because at the beginning of the movie, they had said that you had talked to every person that was or had thought they had seen something that was paranormal. So how are you getting the word out to have these people call you? What are you doing? As a scientist that works for Columbia University at this point.
Do 4chan forum boards exist in the 80s?
No, I invent the internet and make a 4chan.
And make a... what?
Maybe
I suppose the best way would probably be during this time just newspapers. Newspapers are still widely used.
Yeah, I put an ad in the newspaper and I talked to a couple of scientists.
Okay, cool. Apparently, somebody from the New York Library had... The New York Public Library had read that newspaper article, and you are getting a call on the phone right now. It's ringing. Let me roll to see how good your contact is.
My contact?
Yeah, the person that's calling you, I'm just seeing like
how good
kind of a person they are. Like, it could be anywhere from I rolled a 3 for really good, if that's a crit, all the way up to I rolled an 18 and they called you and they're not really sure why they called you.
Okay.
So you are not in the Paranormal Studies Library, but you are in an office and you and Egon get this call, and Peter he's doing his own thing right now.
I answer the phone.
And what do you say?
Hello.
Hi, is this a
He's laughing into the call.
That's right. Hi, is this the Columbia University place for where I call about ghosts?
Yes.
Accurate.
Well, we got a ghost here at the library. It's 10 of us have seen it, and it's blowing books off shelves and scaring the daylights out of everyone.
My God, we'll be right there.
I pop my head in, fixing my glasses. Someone's... What was that call about?
We got a ghost!
Do we?
Maybe. We're about to find out. We gotta go to the library! Should we call Peter? Or whatever his name is?
Pete Bankman, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the third guy?
No.
All right, yeah, no, let's go.
All right, so the two of you head down to the library without Peter Bankman. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah. No, let's call him. Let's get him listening.
All right, I pick up the phone and I start calling Pete.
Oh, okay. Wherever he is.
So, like, where do you call?
Wait, hold on.
Jesus Christ.
So, Dr. Peter Venkman, we see that you are in the Paranormal Studies Library with two students. One of them is a male with a kind of a afro type thing, hair, and he's chewing on some gum, and he's got his hand in some sort of apparatus. And then there's a beautiful girl with blonde hair, and she's sitting there also with something, some sort of apparatus, and you are conducting a test to see if negative reinforcement is
capable of bringing out an ESP.
Yes, is capable of inducing ESP in people. So you take it away.
Okay. So what's the first card?
So the male student, he's like looking at it. And he's looking at it, and let me see. The male student says, "Is it a square?" And it is. It actually turns out to be a square.
No.
And you say no, and then he's.
Very casual. No. Don't press the button. You gotta put passion into it.
Actually, I'm going to have you roll against your your letter. Does you roll at or below, you're able to resist it. And so you can act however you want. But if you roll above it, then you have to try to flirt up at this woman.
Do I count up all the dice, or is it just...
You count up all the dice and then tell me how much above or below your number you got.
Okay. So it's 20. That is...
You rolled a 20? You'll have to roll 3.
It's 3d6 instead of a d20.
Hopefully you didn't get 20 on 3d6. Just 3? Yeah.
12.
12. Okay. So what's your skill?
Which skill?
Lecherousness. It's under, actually, it's a...
Under trait.
It's under traits. Let's see. It's in alphabetical order. L-E-C-H-E-R-O-U-S.
There's luck.
Yep. Oh, there's luck at the top, and then...
Yeah.
Pitiable, and then precognition. If you keep going down after laziness... Is lecherousness.
It is 12.
So you have a CR 12. So you just made it. That which means you don't have to hit on this woman if you the player don't want to.
Okay.
Because you've made your role against it.
Okay.
So you can change the way the movie went if you want to, or you can go along with it and so what would you like to do? He says, he asks if it's a square, and it happens to be a square.
They said no.
Okay.
No, sorry, I zap him. No.
And he says, okay, I'm gonna roll against to see if he's okay with that. Yeah, no, he sticks around. So you roll now for Jennifer. So I'm going to roll for her. And you pull up a circle. And she says, is it a star?
Outstanding. That's... Yeah, that's really right.
Oh, that's wonderful. She just smiles at you. So now we go over to the male student, and you hold up a square card, and he guesses a circle.
But I just didn't draw a circle. No.
So you can show it to him, or you can say no and just hit him again.
Give me an example.
I flip it and I'm like, no.
And this time, when you shock him, the male, his gum just shoots out of his mouth onto the table, and then he just picks it back up, puts it in his mouth.
I shock him. That's gross.
All right. So the next one. The next one, you pull up a star, and Jennifer looks at it and she goes, is it a figure eight?
Just, all right. Yes. I think I've really come to some conclusions here. I think you are gifted, and you and an
exact. And he stands up and he's like, I didn't even draw a card. You didn't even draw a card for me this time. I've had enough of this. And he pulls off of this thing and he goes, you can keep your $5. And then he storms out of the room.
Do you want $10? I see the
other one. He's already gone, but Jennifer, you're asking Jennifer?
Yeah,
she was like, sure, I will take it. I'll take his. Let me see. Yeah, sure, I'll take his fee.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, Dr. Vick.
And then I go to Ghostbust after.
All right. And just as you're giving her the $10, Ray, you run into the room, and so does Egon, because Egon didn't go to the library on his own this time.
I burst through the door. I'm like, why didn't you answer your phone?
Oh, I was working.
Yeah, I was working. I'm done. I just finished. So,
well, there's a ghost at the library. We need to go.
Again? Wasn't it?
Peaks my head. Okay. Peaks my head. Yeah, there's
a ghost. I thought we got him all. Okay, we had a whole movie about it before.
Well, we're doing another one. Let's go.
Anyway, here's Ted Dobbin.
Look, they're paying us every 10 minutes. Let's just go get this thing.
Okay, I hand her $10. You're like, hold on, plug your ears.
Me or the, like, the girl?
Okay.
Remember the 38 special in my pocket?
Yep.
Yes. I fired in the air, like, we got one! And we go.
All right.
Sean, you're the only one who has common sense, so go ahead and roll common sense for me, please.
Oh, I have common sense?
Okay. Yeah.
That's 7.
Hey, that's... So you made your common sense by... I know, I'm pretty sure that you made your common sense, but how much did you make it by? So just so that we can continue
my common sense is 10.
All right, that's your points, though. I'm going to say that's a will roll. You're rolling against your will. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And your will is 14, so you made it by 7. You guys are going to run out the door, but first you need equipment.
I grab my stuff.
So what equipment do you guys grab to go over to... You know that Egon has his PKE machine detector because one of his quirks is he always has it on him. So no matter what he's doing.
This is before we have proton packs.
Quirk.
All right, so I grab my camera.
Okay.
Quirk. I don't know where that is.
It's under one of your traits, and it's called...
Bad sight, honesty, habit. Oblivious.
It's habit. Takes PKE,
meter everywhere. Okay. Imaginative.
What? So you grab the camera. What's? Do you have anything special to use with the camera? You got it all set up probably for ghosts anyways, or?
Yes, but what else do I have? To go. I take my advanced knowledge in Sumerian with me.
Okay, cool. You've got all that. You've got all your knowledge of Sumerian and things of that nature. Go ahead, if you want, and roll against your... Let's see, what do you got? Tell me what you would use. Like, how about occultism or physics or something to tell you what you should need for your ghost-busting... Or you're ghost capturing. You're not actually ghost busting yet.
Like, I will use a cult. Like
capture with a camera.
So I got a 9 out of 16, so I think I made it.
Yeah, sure. You know that you'll need the camera. You'll need a full spectrum lens with that camera. And you'll also probably need some sort of maybe a recording device of some sort, maybe you might like for audio, things like that.
Yes, all you take, the thing.
You grab all that stuff and you head down to the library. That's the New York Public Library. We've already done all of those things. So you show up to the reading room at the New York Public Library, and you talk to each other about things on the way, or what would you like to do?
Am I driving?
Right now, I don't believe you guys have a... I don't think you guys have a car.
Just walking there.
Okay.
You either walk there or you take... We're ready. You could take a taxi.
I say we just sprint to the library.
Okay. I do have a map of that.
Library. Let's see.
And I think you're a ways away from the library.
Would it make more sense to take a taxi?
Is there enough space for a taxi for all of us?
I don't have common sense. I wouldn't know.
There's three of us.
So. It's not that you don't have common sense. It's just that's something that will help you. Every once in a while, Pete Vangpin can go, guys, maybe we shouldn't do that. Although
you have a mild sense of common sense. It's never to the extremes.
Yeah.
I would say you probably have to take a taxi from Columbia University to the... Okay. I'll have the map up for next time, but right now I'm not going to worry about it. So you take a taxi, you get there in about 5 or 6 minutes, and you head into the library. What do you do?
I ask for the person who called.
We're
here. Everything's going to be fine.
You got a ghost?
Yeah.
When you get there, the library administrator walks up to the three of you and goes, "Hello, I'm Roger Delcor. Are you the man from the university?" "Yes." "Okay." I didn't hear. I didn't hear you guys say anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for coming. I hope you can clear this up quickly and quietly, please.
Maybe not necessarily quietly.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Where's the last time you saw this phantasm?
The gear's a little loud.
I actually didn't see the phantasm. Alice here was the one who saw it, and she's like laying on a table in the middle of the reading room at New York Public Library. It's an older woman. She looks like maybe she's probably a librarian of some sort.
At this point, Peter doesn't believe in ghosts.
In the movie, Peter is a skeptic at this point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I just go up to her and I'm like, "Hi, hello. How are you? So you've been having some difficulties recently?"
"Yes. I saw this floating thing. It had arms, but no legs. It was, I'm not sure exactly what I saw. It scared the daylights out of me."
"Sounds like a fucking demon.
Do you have a history of seeing things like this, especially at like home? Like, other than here, have you thought that you've seen things, heard things that aren't there, or forgotten stuff?"
"I don't remember if I've seen anything like that or not."
"Interesting."
"I don't think so."
"Interesting."
"I don't think so." She's now maybe questioning herself.
And I note that in the notepad.
I'm recording like this whole exchange.
Okay.
She says,
"I don't remember seeing any legs, but it definitely had arms because it reached out for me."
"What? Did you recently lose a loved one?"
"Oh, they have her in a smaller room. It's not out in the big reading room. It's like in an office." "Yeah.
Yeah."
"Just so you know." "What'd you say? I'm sorry, Sean."
"Have you recently lost a loved one?"
"No, I haven't. Not recently. I live alone and with my cat."
"About a not left one, am I right?" "And I high five."
Yeah.
"I can't think of anybody."
"So you said this was in an office?"
"Yep. You guys, the three of you, the library administrator and Alice are all in this one office."
"Oh, okay. We're not in the office where this phantasm was, or are we?"
"No, you're just in an office to try to keep it quiet. And she's laying down on a couch."
So this ghost, could you lead us to it? The room, at least, where you saw it."
"Oh my goodness, no. It was down in the stacks." And then all of a sudden, your PKE meter like goes...
"Look at my...
three stacks again."
"Look at my... I'm trying to remember the name of it."
"Your PKE meter?"
"Yeah, I look at my PKE meter. How far... how do I read this thing, actually?" Like, out of character, how do I read this thing?
Go ahead and use an electronics operation, roll for electronics operation to see how do I roll that? So you're going to roll, I believe, let's see, Egon.
I have weird science.
Biology. Let's go with how to use this. So go ahead and roll, like, computer operation instead. It doesn't say that you have electronics operation.
Where's my dice? Ugh.
Good. You're really good at it, so.
It's like... so. What kind of dice am I rolling? D6?
Yep, 3D6.
3D6. I gotta find 3D6 around here. That's 2. That's 3. No, that's not a third one. There we go.
Okay. So are you trying to roll exactly or under?
Okay. What's that am I rolling?
You're rolling for a computer operation. You have it at a 16, so it's going to be, you're probably going to make it. The only way you can probably not is to crit fail, which is to roll 18.
I rolled a 10, under 6.
Okay, 6, made it by 6. That it's showing you the direction. There's 3 lights on either side of the PKE meter, and as you turn to the left, then some of the right ones go dark, and so that means you know that you're to the left too far, and you just keep moving it until there's 3 dots on both sides.
And in front of me, is there like a door or something since we're in an office?
Yeah, you'd have to go out this door anyways, but it shows that it's like down.
Friends, I think it's time we go find this ghost, at least record information about it.
Excellent. All right, yeah, I say we head into the actual library.
I'll go out the door first with the PKE meter.
I follow with a magnifying glass mockingly.
Like, I've got the camera like super fucking excited. I'm just like,
I'm just hunched over with the EKG meter, just staring at it.
Okay, cool. You head and you move down, and you go down these stairs. It tells you to go, keep going down. So you find some stairs that go down into the library, right down through the reading room into the basement of the library, into where the stacks are. And you see that it's moving, so you told everybody that it's moving, and then who's going in front?
I will, just because I have the camera.
Okay. So you've got Egon behind you, and then Ray. Is that how you're doing it? And then Peter?
Yeah.
And you start. Okay, so you're walking down through the stacks of books. You eventually make it down to the book stacks where there's just like walls and walls of books on shelves. And you're following the PKE meter, and then you come across a stack of books that's like maybe 8 feet high. Smack in the middle of one of the aisles.
I take a good recording of it and then knock it over.
Okay. And Egon's PKE meter is showing that this stack of books has a little bit of residual energy with it involving ghosts.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm like, excellent. And then so I
yeah. Okay.
It's just the natural cat in me. I'm just like, I can just keep going.
You actually have to push on it a little harder than you thought you would to knock it over. It falls, but yeah, you have to push it a little harder than you thought you might have to knock over a stack of books.
Okay with that. I just think I need to go to the gym soon. And then I continue onward.
All right. You're walking along, and then Ray, you hear something a little bit further off into the distance. Actually, roll perception to see if you hear this.
One sec. There we go. I got A 10. And my 10. Perception is 16.
All right, so you made it by 6. That's a really good roll. You, not only do you hear something, but you smell something from further in the stacks around the corner.
Guys, you smell that? It smells like bitch over there. I walk over.
Yeah? Yeah?
So you come around and you find the card catalogs where they keep all of the catalog in order and where you'll find all these books, and they're just scattered everywhere. All the drawers are open, and it's covered with this nasty slime that's all over everything. All over some of the, it's on some of the books, it's on a lot of the drawers.
Looks like someone found, looks like someone found the porn section.
This looks like insert ghost, name for ghost goo here. I don't know what it is.
Ectoplasm,
thank you.
Not that sweet ectoplasm.
You, Sean, are not a... Thane, take a sample.
Yeah. Oh, man, don't make me touch that stuff. That's gross.
We need to test it.
I look at Pete.
Do it.
It's like...
You do it.
Fine. All right. And I pull out my little thing.
Good man.
Like, to use the lid to like, scoop a little bit in there. Try not to get any on my hands.
All right. Make a dex check, please.
I got... a 15.
Ooh, what's your dex?
I have no idea. 13. I fucked up. Oh,
yeah, you get it all over yourself.
You got I'm so glad I said a failure by 2. It's not necessarily slip and fall on it.
You just get it all over your hands. You get some in your eye. I'm going to have to roll a will. A will save.
Roll a will save. To not throw up your contents.
God, I got it in my eyes a little bit. God, oh fuck me! I got a 15, and my will is 15.
Oh, you just made it then. Oh, wow, you got a high will. It's a good thing you paid those extra points on will.
I know, right? If I didn't put those points, and I was fucked.
Damn. Yeah, bro, you feel kind
of tingly, but you shrug it off.
It gets in my eye, and I gag a little bit, and I'm like, it's cool. I like shove it in my pocket and I just glare at Hugo's character.
And Egon's already around the corner.
I continue on reluctantly.
The two of them have already moved on and you come around the corner. I'm going to need you to make another dex save.
Oh, God. 11 and my dex is 13. I made it.
All right. You made it by 2. You just barely move out of the way of a big bookshelf that just falls down on the ground behind you. Ooh. As you're walking.
Looks like they bought that shit from IKEA.
IKEA?
I think they were right in the 80s. Did they? Find out.
That's how you ruined their joke.
When did IKEA... Google, when did IKEA come out?
1943!
Hey, wow, yeah.
Was it in America by that time?
That's a good question.
When did IKEA come to America?
That's what clarifies that.
1985.
Oh wow!
What time period? Yeah, I was gonna say.
It's 1984. So it's been it. You were no. Yeah, 1984.
Oh shit! I'm one off.
You're a year off. Almost. Go fuck almost. Yourself, you're ahead of your time. I've been to Switzerland before.
I can save this. Sweet. Peter just goes. I hear that they're moving over here soon. There's going to be a store.
It's okay. Hang on. I'll just change it to Harbor Freight. All right. Joke saved.
I'm so glad I went down this rabbit hole with you.
So you continue to follow the PKE meter?
Yeah.
So you come around the corner, Egon, and you look up. Roll for perception.
Me?
Egon.
Oh, thank God.
What am I rolling?
Perception? I think you
perception.
Have
perception.
Precognition.
My perception is 16.
Okay, there you go.
One of my dice fell. I'm going to re-roll that.
Okay.
5, 6, 7. I got an 8. So
8. So no problem. You made it by 8, which means that's almost a crit success, but not quite. And you come around the corner and you look up, and there in front of you is a purple manifestation, like a apparition that's a full torso apparition. It's an older woman with a bun. She's completely unpurple, but she's, you can see right through her. And she just seems to be there reading a book, floating there.
Holy shit!
Egon raises the, what is it? Not the EKG meter, that's a PKE meter, up to the ghost. Is it going off?
Yeah, it's definitely getting stronger as you pointed at her.
I think this is the time to take the picture.
I just hold the camera up and just click.
Tell you what, I need all three of you to make a fright check, please.
I need to roll under 14.
Under your will, yeah.
If I critically fail, I'm gonna like start shooting.
I rolled a 10.
Okay.
I succeeded by 2.
Okay.
I succeeded by 4.
Almost did that.
I succeeded by a 1.
Wow. 13.
You rolled a 13?
Where's fright? Yeah.
Fright would be under will. You're going to look up. You're rolling for under will.
It's the 14. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Under 1. So I like, no, I'll keep it together.
All right. Yeah. All three of you keep it together. You don't, this doesn't scare you. You're looking for a ghost, and here it is.
So
what do? You're taking pictures.
Yeah. I just,
click.
And I'm like, hi.
She looks at you and goes, puts her finger up to her mouth and goes,
how long fair enough watching this play?
I'm gonna go behind the bookshelf that's behind her, like the ghost, and I'm gonna wait for it to maybe do something and looking at it through the books.
if you're not being aggressive towards it, so it's not really doing anything. It's just sitting there. It's not sitting. It's floating there, reading a book. She's just flipping through the book, yeah. like she's reading really quickly. Flip.
I like whisper over to Egon. I'm like, do we have it? Like anything we can do?
I don't think so.
All right.
I'm just going to keep scanning it with my PKE meter.
All right.
Yeah, I think you have another piece of equipment too. That you can scan it with as well. But I'm not sure exactly what that is, so.
We also do stuff. And
yeah. I'm gonna walk up and try and poke it.
I'm gonna yeah, okay.
Like, all right. I just like slowly start walking towards it and my finger out, and I'm just gonna boop.
All right. Once you get close enough and you almost touch it, she turns into this nasty, menacing, big purple monster.
What?
I need you to all make a fright check at -4.
Wouldn't it be +4?
Nope, -4. So you're gonna subtract the number from your skill and then try and roll to that.
Okay. I got a 12 and I should have had an 11, so I think I failed.
I got a 12. And I think I needed to roll a 15.
I got over 1. So I pushed the bookshelf
over. So we all failed and we're just screaming.
So I scream and also push.
So let's go with Ray first. You missed it by how much, Ray?
1.
1. Okay, so I'm going to need you to roll 3d6 and add 1 to it and tell me what the number is, because there's a whole table about this.
I got an 11. That's with the plus one.
Is that with your plus one? Okay, so go ahead. So you're going to be stunned for 6 seconds. And every second after that, you have to roll versus will. And you might be able to snap out of it. So you are just standing there, like, stunned.
So you said minus four for the save?
Yeah.
So, like, instead of my will being 11, it would be what?
11, 7, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Oh, 6?
Yeah. So whatever you rolled above 6, that's your fright check.
10, 9, 8, 7. No, it'd be 7, because I have a will save of 11.
Okay, yeah, okay. 7, yeah. And you rolled
a 12.
12? Okay, so...
over 5.
5, so now roll 3d6 and add 5 to it.
11... 17 plus 5, you said?
Wow.
22.
Wow. Okay, so you acquire a 10-point delusion.
Oh.
Which is on page 130. Let's go find out what that is.
Uh-oh.
Delusions. Oh, they're not delusions of grandeur, for sure.
Delusions of fear.
So a 10-point is a major delusion. This delusion strongly affects your behavior, but does not keep you from living your fairly normal life. Others really act with minus 2. The government... Also, like, one of the major delusions would be, like, the government has all phones tapped, or I have an eidetic memory and absolute direction.
Oh my god.
It needs to be something that is... makes sense with this situation. So what do you guys think that major delusion would be that Egon now has? He thinks that...
I don't know. I can't think of...
something about ghosts. He thinks like that...
like a phobia of librarians?
he thinks that all librarians are monsters. All librarians
are out to sabotage my research.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, we'll take
that. Why not?
Yeah. So that's a major delusion. Let me put that in your character sheet and I'll send it out to you.
Sure.
They gatekeep the knowledge.
Why would they do this?
They do. They still do that at this time. The internet's not that big. So
that's all right.
Or existing. So, like.
Okay. And Pete, what's.
Oh, there's one under.
Oh, one under?
I got 13, yeah. My fear is 14.
But minus 4, so it's a plus 3.
Oh.
So you're 3 above. So go ahead and roll 3d6.
I see. I am frightened, but my thing is I've rolled a 12, so it's 15.
Got it. All right. You lose... ooh, wow. So you lose 5 FP. So it takes a lot of, like, it makes you tired very quickly. So go ahead and change your FP on the left there, not on the right, because that's your total. But on the left is what you have now. So change that to a 6. And then you also are stunned for a second.
Okay.
So after a second, tell you what I'm going to do. Ray, because you're the one who's scared the most, or actually you had the worst, although you're the worst, but you had the worst that was stun. Ray, go ahead and roll wisdom. We'll go roll a wisdom check.
I got a 13, and my wisdom is... do I have wisdom?
Yeah, will, I'm sorry.
Oh, I succeeded by 2.
You succeeded by 2. Okay, so you succeeded by more than the ghost, so it did not possess you.
Neat. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Uh-huh. All right, so after 1 second, that was a whole combat round. And we're back to let's see, it's basic speed. So we've got 6.25. Peter has 7. and Egon has 5.5. So it's always Peter goes first, and then Ray, and then Egon. So Peter, you are stunned for this. You were stunned for the last round, and now you're not. What would you like to do?
I'd knock over the bookcase that's in front of me under the ghost, hoping it'll do something.
Oh, okay. I'm going to need you to make a strength roll to try and do that.
11.
Oh. So that's a failure by one, right?
Yes.
Yes. So you push really hard on that, on the bookshelf, but it does not fall over. It seems to have bolted them down to the floor, which is weird that the other one would have fallen. But I guess maybe it's like they can't get all the bookshelves from this from the same Harbor Freight place. Okay, we're on to Ray, and you're gonna have to try and make a will roll to get to shake your stun.
I got a 9, and my will is 15. So yeah.
Hey, okay, so you are not stunned anymore. That is pretty much your turn. You don't get to make any actions, but you can use movement if you'd like.
I bolt as far away as possible.
Okay. Cue running theme music, and he's gone.
Peace, bitches.
All right, we're on to Egon. You are not stunned. You're just now have a phobia versus a delusion versus librarians. What would you like to do?
Run.
Okay. You are also running.
Run, dude.
All right. We are back up to the ghost. And it, I'm going to, since Peter, you're the only one that's left, I'm going to need you to make a will roll.
9.
Is that, did you make it?
Yes. 16 by 5.
Okay. So you succeeded by more than the ghost did. So you are not possessed. It is now your turn.
I leave.
Okay.
You have a good day. and
just walk. We're going to say you're not in combat time anymore. If you want to just leave the library, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yes. So as we're leaving out the main lobby, I just want to scream there's a fucking ghost back there and run out the front door.
All right. I don't know if this is a PG-13 movie, but that's our one F-bomb. We'll see if we surpass that. I'm sure we will. I think it's actually PG. I'm not sure.
Oh,
it might be PG-13. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm sure we're going to exceed that rating, like just blow it out of the water. Yeah, you guys, as in the movie, you're able to escape, run out the door with the library administrator running behind you, and he's like, what happened? What's going on?
Here's the ghost. Talk later. Bye.
Yep. Good luck.
Here's our card. And I'm
gonna just throw it behind you, or do you actually stop and give it to him?
Yeah, I stop and give it to him. I'm scared, but the kind of like silent stunned one. So here's your card. Here you go. And I normal speed walk out the door.
And in the movie, and I'm not, you can make this decision or not, but in the movie, this is where Pete decides that ghosts are probably real.
Yeah.
So you're away from the library. Do you stop and get a cab, or you just run all the way to the university?
I think it's like a few blocks.
Yeah.
You guys want to get pizza and look at the footage?
Yeah, stop, get some pizza, talk about what happened.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
And, it's New York. There's one on every block probably somewhere. Yeah. So this is our favorite one.
Do you know anything about any New York places, in New York pizza places that you'd like to stop, or you just stop at the
They're New York style pizzas, and it's like something named like Giuseppe's.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you stop at Giuseppe's Pizza. I'm going to try and make a note of that so that we remember what pizza place it was. Oh, there we go. Notes.
Why do I know how to fly a glider and a helicopter?
I assume that he did it in in Ghostbusters 2.
Oh.
Yeah, I grabbed these to make my job easier, at least this first time. I grabbed these character sheets from someplace else and then changed them a little bit to make it our own. But there's a Ghostbusters GURPS book and they were in it. And so I dumbed them down a little bit because of the way, because it's supposed to be Ghostbusters after they've gone through all movies 1 and 2. So I left those in there because it's possible you might have to fly a helicopter or a glider at some point. Who knows? I have no idea what's going to happen.
So after we get some pizza, what do we want to do? I actually am just going to start canonically building proton packs.
I'll get you, ghost. It's Kirby again.
And your meddling dog, too.
Go ahead. I need both. I'm going to need both to be able to at least come up with a concept. I'm going to need both Ray and Egon to both roll weird science.
Weird science, hold on.
I supervise.
I have 16 in that, so I should be able to not fuck up.
Supervise,
I got a 12. I succeed by 4.
Sparks, I play with it a
by 4, okay.
Hold on. I rolled really good. I rolled a 4, which is about 9 under.
Wow. Yeah, you guys come up with, you sit down, grab some napkins, and start sketching these things out.
Mine's going to have flame decals on it. But then hidden on the inside is a random... Hang on, let me make sure that this has been made. We're back in the 80s.
Some of the things you can just come up with, because you guys are smart, so...
Oh, no, damn it. That wasn't out yet. Hang on. I put a random picture of the blonde chick from Dragon Ball on the inside.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that was definitely out in 1980s. Yeah, Ray could definitely be into
he's secretly a weeb.
Yeah.
Like an early one.
He can be
like,
whatever you guys want. Whatever you want.
He's an early weeb. Like you have to physically ship over like all the animes on like VHS.
If Egon watched anime, I guarantee you he'd be Otakon, honestly.
Like, he's gone to Japan, made a friend, like a contact that he calls or writes to.
Otakon is his friend. What do you mean?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I sketched those up, and then I imagine we're done with the pizza by then.
Sure, yeah. You can even sketch it on the pizza boxes or whatever, however you do it.
There's a blackboard for some reason in the dining room of this.
That's why we go there so often.
Yeah, you always go in and erase their menu off the chalkboard.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Listen, okay. So we saw a ghost. They like erase their menu.
They just look at us and they're like, "You guys are gonna have to buy a second pizza if you keep doing this."
I'm just building the proton pack in the back.
We killed the proton pack. You guys taking apart the pizza oven and making a proton pack?
There's no time for parts. We need to do it now.
The city's in danger.
The librarians are after me.
I'm taking apart the pizza oven to make the proton pack.
You're going to have to roll something. You're going to have to figure out what are you going to roll to get them to let you do that.
Metallurgy / research.
I try to convince them that the college will pay them back and buy them a new one.
Oh, supply us with more vital materials. Do we have? Is this pizza place have draft beer?
I got a 4.
For what? Okay, what are you rolling on though? Like what?
So I'm trying to convince them. I'm trying to convince them that the college will pay for it. And I truly, honestly believe that is going to happen.
Okay.
Because we haven't been defunded yet.
Is that deception or persuasion? I don't get it.
I have to be honest. That is one of my character traits. So
you have honesty at a CR 12. So if you roll below a 12, then you don't have to be honest.
I'm not even trying to be deceptful. I honestly believe.
You can just say it.
So I don't see that you have any persuasion type traits. Let me find persuasion under. Let's see.
Can I teach them why the college will pay for it?
Persuasion skill is a hostile persuasion. That's intimidation is a hostile persuasion.
Intimidation. I have a gun. Here's my gun.
Can I use will?
It's will minus 5. So whatever you got minus 5, right? Mm-hmm. On your will, and then you roll against that, and you rolled a 4.
Yep. So I
succeeded. How much succeeded by how much?
6.
6. Okay. The teenager that's behind the counter goes, "How are we gonna make pizzas?" He's not stopping you.
And you get a free. You don't have to do anything for the rest of the day.
Sounds cool, man. Yeah. He just leaves.
I still have no clue what the heck I'm rolling for.
I think we're good.
Oh, okay, we're good. I'm just delusional then.
The manager on duty was like this, you know, this high school kid, and you persuaded him, and he just. Give me your argument.
So you're already taking it apart, and I walk up and I'm like, "Hey man, don't worry about it."
Whoa, man, what are you doing? Over there?
There's an emergency. The college will pay you back. They'll reimburse all this. We need the parts from this oven.
I never went to college. What does that got to do with anything?
Ghost. There's like sawing sounds and welding, and like sparks are flying while we're all over.
I pull him real close, like I'm like in his face. Look me in the eyes.
That's intimidation. So
I'm not doing it in a bad way. I'm just like,
okay.
The city is in danger, dude. For real, we need it now.
So you've got a lot of basic parts from this.
We got metal,
but the one thing you need is you've got plenty of like scrap metal and tubing from it, but what you really need is nuclear like fuel, and you're not going to get that from a pizza oven.
We need to go to Iran. What was Iran like in the 80s?
Can we invade Iraq?
I don't think we can.
When did we canonically invade Iraq?
It was not until then. It's close. But like it's not.
So you have all of these grand ideas. So you've got, and also a bunch of pizza oven pieces. What are you gonna do now? Like, where are you gonna build this?
We're going to the Middle East.
We're gonna fucking find out.
We first went to war in the Middle East in the 1950s.
You certainly did.
We're gonna go take on Russia. We're taking this movie off the rails.
We're going to Iran to get cheaper materials.
Cheaper Russian busters.
I'd like to destabilize the local economy.
I think we just make a shady contact, probably the same one that Doc did in Back to the Future that later shot at him because he owed the money.
You made a deal with the Libyans.
Oh, it's Libyans.
That was who Doc Brown made a deal with for plutonium. He bought it from them. He stole it from the Libyans.
Libya, it's actually slightly closer
in the original movie. Doc Brown went and the Libyans gave him plutonium to build a nuclear bomb, and he took it.
Back to the Future? Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking too. Yeah.
And he took it and he built his time machine instead. And then they came and shot him.
Okay, we become officials in the Iranian nuclear project that's totally for peace. And we
embezzle the materials, really, and then go back to New York and finish this library.
All right. What if we just take over Russia? Like, we have the science. We could do it.
We're four scientists. No.
We have a fucking nuke strapped to our back.
Actually, it's even bigger. There's even more to take right now. It's Soviet Union. So. All right.
Maybe we're going too far. We should put this back on the rails. Wait like a few days and we'll have a proton pack.
A few, he says.
In the meantime, can I hire a travel agent to look for a vacation to Iran?
Yes.
I'll do that.
Do you have... That's what you want to do?
Backup plan.
Jesus, man.
Just light it up, you know?
So you're still in the pizza joint. You've got the pizza oven pieces.
I'm on the phone.
You're on the phone. Okay. Go ahead and because you're gonna have to look through a phone book, and because I assume you don't have the phone number for a travel agent memorized. But
to be okay for the listeners, I was born in 1999. I assume that there's a phone book next to every like on the wall.
Actually,
that's not a bad assumption because like it was like a lot of home phones, a lot of phone books. Just that's how it was back then.
And yeah. If I remember correctly, when I was a young child, I used to go to Pizza Hut and they had phone books there.
Yeah,
on the table.
I had a home phone. I think I had a home phone till 2014,
2015. Oh man, I think we got rid of ours in 2009.
Yeah, once cell phones became a thing, home phones were just obsolete.
Yep.
So, like, being that I was born before 1985,
before the dinosaurs, yeah.
I can tell you that yes, most businesses had a phone. Yes, most businesses also had a phone book. But a lot of times they didn't necessarily let you use the phone. But since you're taking apart their pizza oven, I have to assume that you can also use their phone.
I mean, they straight up left.
The whatever crew's there from age 14. There was like three
kids there from high school. The manager that was on duty was a high schooler, and Thane talked to him and he just left. You've got two other kids there. They were trying to make pizzas.
I give them $5.
So they left too. It's just you guys and a few customers that were in there eating pizza already.
They can finish. That's fine. I know how to bust tables. That's okay.
Every college professor knows how to bust tables. College scientist.
I give each of the kids working there $5 and a handful of mozzarella cheese from the fridge, and I'm like, all right, you're off.
Go crazy.
They're okay with that.
As they're walking out, I get onto the phone. I call in whoever I need to get a hold of some radioactive material.
I'm gonna need you to
have to do that in person. Or
do you have?
No, it's okay. This is back in the 80s. The NSA isn't a thing yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can make any phone calls you want. And their phone bill is gonna be massive because you're calling like Iran from the pizza place.
Oh, yeah.
But you're gonna need to find a phone number. So what are you gonna do to do that?
Is there an Iranian phone book nearby?
Can I use weird science?
So tell me how you're gonna use weird science to do this.
Weirdly.
That's not how that works. You need to have connections and that.
Yeah, you gotta,
Sell it to me. So I'm gonna use my history and occult physics and architecture. While also looking at the stars with my astronomy skill
to use weird science and figure out the phone number to Iran.
You want me to help you? You want me to help your argument here?
Yes.
maybe there's some. Maybe there's some like occult, like some occult cult over in like Iran that works like nuclear physics. Should I try to figure? I don't know. Try to find ghosts using nuclear radiation or something like that. So maybe
yeah, use yeah, that yeah. I call my fellow See? Ghost buddy in Iran.
Hey, you don't have the skill contact. So let's. Sean, Pete Venkman, you are listening to Egon and Ray talk about trying to figure this out. Go ahead and roll common sense, because I don't think you guys realize this, but people in 1984 would realize this.
Yeah, I'm just saying I can fly
a 9.
Okay, so you made it by you're rolling against will or IQ.
I made it by IQ.
Yeah.
Made it by 5, I think.
So Pete walks up and he goes, "Why don't you guys dial 0? Talk to the operator. Ask them about it."
What?
I've never used a phone before.
She's trying to move the voices around in the box still.
To be fair, I didn't know they still had operators in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, the operator is dial 0 for the operator.
No shit. All right, hang on.
Can I forward a call to Iran, please? Thank you.
Yeah, can you get me in charge of a nuclear physicist?
You can't say that.
Why?
I'm not there. You do what you want. I'm building the machine.
Look, hang on. Let me hear me out. I'm Dr. Raymond Stance. I work for Cambridge University.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do. And I have a PhD. I need someone who can sell me uranium for reasons.
Or plutonium. Is plutonium better for this application? So,
go ahead and roll. Will minus 5.
All right. One second. I got 13. So I failed.
You failed by a lot. By how much?
3.
So 8, right? Because it's will minus 5?
No, that's with the minus 5. I failed by 3. I have a will of 15.
Okay, so 10, you failed by 3. It's not terrible. All right. So she goes, excuse me, Dr. Ray, but don't you have a name that you can call if you're able to talk to these people?
I'm sorry, miss. I also have to explain that I may be in the
1850s by the way.
Right now, but I'm being controlled by someone in 2023 who has absolutely no idea what's going on. So you're going to have to give me a
1850.
Also, this is not J3. How does a rotary phone work? Can you inform me?
She goes, you hear her mumble, "Another crazy," and she hangs up on you.
you can call it. Remember, there's no color ID.
Oh yeah.
So, just so you know, Ingerp's repeated attempts is minus 1 each additional time.
What if I get a different phone operator?
It doesn't matter. This is how it works.
I'm gonna use my only other phone knowledge, and I'm gonna dial 411. Because I'm pretty sure I can ask them questions, but I don't know what about.
I think there's like a public bus schedule, and like
I don't even know if 411 was a thing in 1984.
Oh shit! All right, I'm gonna go back.
Directory assistance came to be known as information, and by the early 1980s, 411, usually pronounced 411, was being used as a slang term for what information was. But yeah, that makes sense. You can dial 411, especially in New York, probably. Yeah. I bet they have.
This is the first ever 411 call. Oh my god, someone knows about it.
And you want to know what the best thing is? Hey, do you guys know where a nuclear reactor might be?
Jesus fucking god. They probably have some extra rods sitting around in storage.
I would like to get in touch with someone to buy some uranium. I'm looking to manufacture a glowing glass. This is a thing that I'm pretty sure wasn't banned until later in the 90s, because there are plates that are made out of uranium. This is a normal question, I promise.
I mean, it was starting in the 1910s. They made a lot of glowing stuff from uranium because they thought it was neat.
Let me just casually look this
up. Because this isn't covered in the movie, and I don't know how they got their nuclear... their nuclear stuff, and I was gonna go over this at the anyway. You do eventually go through the motions and find someone that you can buy it from for $450,000.
Is it? But who is it? Is it local, or do we have to go to?
It's actually local. It's not far away. You can get it pretty quickly.
Oh. You know what I mean? Why are we putzing around in Iraq?
Because apparently you thought it was a good idea. I didn't stop you.
I was just going to go, okay, through movie magic, we were able to acquire.
You tell me Steve had some this whole time?
I may have to wrap this up here in a little bit, guys. Just inform you.
Oh, that's fine. It's just two offices down from where you guys are at Cambridge.
Fuck!
Wow, let's go find it.
I guess!
I can see the meme and everything, just throwing his hands up.
You guys still want to go on vacation to Iran? I finally found a phone number.
Because I thought it would be several sessions of you guys going to someplace to get this uranium. So
instead of sitting on the airplane.
Yeah. You're still sitting on the airplane.
Isn't this wonderful? All the whiskeys they offer me, and I smoke on the plane because I can. It's 1980.
We're playing the game minute by minute for the amount of time that it actually took you to fly on this plane.
The lady comes up and asks if you would like a drink. I say I'd like a gallon, please.
I'm gonna roll piloting. Oh.
I guess I'll do it.
I don't know how to work a fucking helio chapter thing.
That's 747.
What, a Boeing? No.
It's basically the same thing. It's helicopter, Boeing 747.
It's really easy to go forward in them once they're off the ground, but to put them back on the ground is good.
Yeah, Thane, you tell me how you're going to do that on the interstate highway. You tell me.
It's called falling without hitting the ground. That is exactly...
Remove this, man.
What if we stayed stationary and just waited for the Earth to rotate?
Detained this man immediately.
With weird science, we'll stay still.
With weird science!
Alright, so you know how, guys, like, when an eagle flies into the wind, it just stays there in that exact spot?
Yes!
I'm gonna do that, but with a Boeing 747.
You can't! It goes too fast for the wind!
No, it just snows up, turn off the engine...
And then it goes nose down.
You guys want to see what no G feels like?
No, this is what I call the vomit.
We also go upside down because I heard that they can't. Like they
do we want to save next session for plundering irradiated rods for next session?
I'm down with that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Are we buying them or are we stealing them? I don't know.
We'll see when we get there.
Well, if you're presenting the equipment.
Okay, we should try and buy him first,
we can probably bullshit it into saying like the college will fund it for paranormal research.
See, it all comes together.
And the heist method is going to be disguises, and then we disguise the nuclear fuel as like another worker with like a smiley face drawn on it.
And when all of that goes horribly wrong, Sean has a gun.
Yeah. Did you see that one of Egon's traits is where is it? Is it it's like disguise and then in parentheses human. I think it just means that you're not disguising animals or whatever, you're disguising humans, but it's just what's funny. You can
I'm also just saying, apparently I'm really good at singing.
Is Spain saying that?
Or is nuclear plant while we go in and get the fuel.
Okay, I gotta get going, guys. This is a great one, though.
See ya.
Next session.